graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
I gave you fair warning, beware. I gave you fair warning, beware.
One day, they will all come to my funeral just to make sure that I stay dead. But today is not that day. I'm alive! My heart is still beating and I'm breathing fresh air for the first time in a long time. My name is John Moxley, and I am on a mission to reclaim my soul. And I know I'm not the only one who thinks, you know, it's about time this industry got a facelift. So make no mistake about it, this is an official declaration of war tonight. To anyone who wants to get in my way, and anybody who stands in AEW's way, we have a mission to knock the pillars of this industry on their ass. We ain't reading history books anymore, baby. We writing them. This is what you call a paradigm shift.
There you have it. That was speaking from this past Saturday night in Las Vegas. That was John Moxley with some fighting words. You are tuned into the Atomic Drop, a broadcast based centered around professional wrestling, the art of professional wrestling, here on Resonance 104.4 FM, London's leading arts radio station. My name's Tarek, and I've got a lot to say. Are the wrestling wars back on? We haven't seen them since the late 90s. For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, let's say for the past, we'll call it almost the past 20 years, or however long it's been, the professional wrestling industry has pretty much been in a monopoly. I mean, the WWE are the company that run things. They are the big one. And it's not to say that there aren't other wrestling companies. Of course, you've got New Japan. You've got a whole slew of independent companies. But this past Saturday night, AEW's Double or Nothing made its pay-per-view debut, and we perhaps have a contender to the throne. It has left a lot of wrestling fans filled with positivity, and there are a few issues around it. A lot of people could argue that it could be said to be sort of an Emperor's New Clothes situation. I did watch the pay-per-view this past Saturday night. Not only did I watch the pay-per-view, I paid for the pay-per-view. And if any of those that know me, that's huge for me, because I'm quite crafty when it, let's just call it crafty, when it comes to getting myself my content. If I need to watch, I pay for the WWE Network, and that $9.99 a month, it hurts. But at the same time, I feel like it's value for money. AEW, All Elite Wrestling's Double or Nothing event, cost £15 on ITV box office. It's a £15 I parted with. That would have been 6 weeks worth of the WWE Network. And I was curious. It was the most convenient way to watch it. Of course, I could have, you know, tried to download it the next day, as I was probably going to. But I wanted to watch it live. I wanted to see if I was going to miss out on anything. It's their first big event. I paid my £15. My first knee-jerk reaction, while it was an excellent show, and I'm going to touch upon these points, upon some positive points before we get to this week's Atomic Drop, which I do want to do. I want to do an Atomic Drop. I don't just want to babble for half an hour, which is why you might notice I'm talking a bit quickly. But my first knee-jerk reaction to AEW's Double or Nothing event was, I didn't think it was worth £15. This could be because I've been conditioned by the WWE to think that pay-per-views should only cost $9.99 a month. But, you know, it is what it is. You can't complain about a new upstart company not doing well and then refusing to pay them. So if you want to support the company, you got to part with your cash, and this is what I did. All in all, though, it was a solid first show. I mean, if you watch the pre-show, which they broadcast free on YouTube and ITV4 at about midnight on Saturday night, to be fair, the pre-show would have turned off a lot of people, mainly because of that cluster that was the Battle Royale. Elsewhere on that pre-show, England's own Kip Sabian had a match against Sammy Guevara. I think he won a match against Sammy Guevara. Fantastic match. I think that should have probably made its way onto the main card, but congratulations to England's Kip Sabian. I don't know if that's like, and also he was heavily featured in ITV's World of Sport, so I don't know if Kip Sabian on that card is part of some deal to do with ITV. I'd like them to phase in like World of Sport wrestlers into AEW, because the World of Sport revival that was broadcast on ITV has largely been met by with ridicule and people like saying it's rubbish. But I think you need to support it. I mean, I've said this before. I think we look back at World of Sport in the late 70s and 80s with rose-tinted glasses. And if you go and have a look at it, what ITV presented to us last year wasn't too far off the mark. So enjoy your British wrestling product and own it instead of trying to look down your nose at it. But anyway, AEW's All or Nothing. Yes, it was a fantastic show. Well, I say fantastic show. There were some high points. I think the Young Bucks and the Lucha Brothers, I was expecting a lot more because I'm a big fan of the Lucha Brothers. I just don't think the Young Bucks style really, I just don't think it works for me. You know, different strokes, different folks. Too many high spots. They don't give the moves enough time to breathe. Unless, of course, they might have just been rushing themselves through their match because of time constraints. Match of the night was brother versus brother. Cody Rhodes versus Dustin Rhodes. Dustin Rhodes lost a hell of a lot of blood. It was quite refreshing again to see. Like, I say it was quite refreshing. The blood added to the story of the match, I suppose. And they were trying to make out like Cody Rhodes is killing the Attitude Era by putting Goldust down. But yeah, excellent match of the night. The big story of the night, and it wasn't that much of a surprise, but at the same time, how late they brought him out in the show, it did lead to a surprise. But it was a nice little cliffhanger. John Moxley, who you heard at the top of this show, he has joined AEW, formerly known as Dean Ambrose with the WWE. I think it was less than a month or just over a month ago he left the WWE. He has now jumped ship, so to speak, to All Elite Wrestling, one of the major big acquisitions. I suspect there will be a few more. And we've also been told that John Moxley, like, see, my gut like reflex action is to call him Dean Ambrose. We've also been told that John Moxley will be wrestling Juice Robinson on the 5th of June at the Battle of the Super Juniors for New Japan Pro Wrestling, which is another interesting move. I remember pretty soon after Cody Rhodes left the WWE, he ended up facing Juice Robinson in Japan. So it seems like Juice Robinson is some sort of rites of passage to every ex-WWE wrestler might have to go through. I say every, this is the second instance of it. Of course, Juice Robinson was with NXT for a long time as what's he called? CJ Parker, with his pro-environment gimmick as a bad guy. So we'll see how that goes down June 5th. But yeah, exciting times. It also has been announced that the weekly AEW show will be broadcast on ITV4. On a weekly basis with no price point to entry, exposing your company to millions of viewers is a massive, massive plus. So far, so good, I think, for AEW. It'll be nice if we'll be able to watch a product that's similar to WWE, but without all the guilt that you have to deal with when you watch the WWE, because, of course, if you don't agree with the owner's politics, sometimes you feel bad about parting with your money. And that's the same issue. I mean, next Friday, in a week's time, the WWE return to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia to put on another show. And, you know, the politics of it, you think, I don't agree with that country. I don't think you should be going there and giving them. Although Triple H has come out with that line again, it's like, if you want to change things, you have to change it from the inside. I think that line is utter guff. I think money talks, and that's why the WWE keep going over to Saudi Arabia. The final thing to mention is this tomorrow, Saturday night, NXT TakeOver 25. A standalone network special. It's not attached to any sort of WrestleMania or Royal Rumble. This is the first takeover they've done that's not attached to a major pay-per-view in a long time. I remember they used to do them all the time. Now we've got one tomorrow. I think we're getting Johnny Gargano versus Adam Cole again. I'm not a Johnny Gargano fan, but there is a four-way ladder match featuring, I believe, the Street Profits, The European Union, which is Marcel Barcel and Fabian Aichner. You've got the ones and twos, which is England's own, I was going to call him Martin Stone, Danny Birch and Ornie Lorcan. And I can't remember who the last team are. The last team are the Forgotten Sons, quite aptly. I think that ladder match will be fire. Also, Tyler Breeze returns to NXT to take on the Velveteen Dream for the NXT North American Championship. It looks like a decent card. You've also got Io Shirai challenging Shayna Baszler for the NXT Women's title. So I think that takeover show tomorrow will be a good... I think that'll be a fair response to the AEW show. Because people keep saying, like, the AEW show, All Elite Wrestling's Double or Nothing show was fine. But people are saying it's the best pay-per-view they've seen in ages and the internet's going crazy. I think everyone needs to calm down, take a step back. Watch the takeover show tomorrow. As wrestling fans, we have been giving a really high sort of standard of wrestling over the last few years. And I think this clamoring for All Elite Wrestling to do well is just that reaction against Vince. And sometimes he makes poor booking decisions. And sometimes when you're at the top and you're in a monopoly, you don't need to make the effort. So this might give Vince McMahon the kick up the backside that he needs. Either way, you know, there's more product out there for you to watch. AEW is very promising. Right after the pay-per-view, the other thing that struck me was Tony Khan, the owner, or the money man of AEW. He was taking interviews straight from the wrestling press, or the alleged wrestling press. Can you imagine, after any sort of pay-per-view, Vince McMahon standing there and fielding questions from reporters? You'd never see it. So I don't know, it's early days yet. The last thought on the whole AEW thing, though, is surely Renee Young needs to get the hell out of WWE. Renee Young is, of course, the WWE's first ever female commentator. She is also married to Jon Moxley, formerly known as Dean Ambrose, who has jumped to All Elite Wrestling. Surely this can't be, like, can't be too well going too well backstage for her. Although Vince Russo, former writer for both WCW and WWE back during the Attitude Era in the late 2000s, he's come out and he said that surely both these companies are in bed together. Don't be fooled by it. It's a conspiracy. It's a work. So all sorts of craziness in the wrestling world this week. Anyhow, it is time for the Atomic Drop for this week, a collection of songs, promos, entrance themes, songs by wrestlers, songs sung by wrestlers, songs about wrestlers. You get the gist. You don't have to be a wrestling fan to enjoy it. All you need to do is turn your radio up and sit back and listen to this week's Atomic Drop. I'll be back at the end to tell you exactly what you've been listening to. We are kicking things off with Glenn Goza and a song called Heaven Needed a Champion. It's a tribute to David Von Erich.
You wore the family name with pride. Boldly you went forward, did the things a lesser man might not have ever done. A tornado from the Texas plains, you came and changed our lives. Now you're gone. With the Lone Star State emblazoned on your battle togs, proclaiming you a native son with strength and love and pride. You're the morning star that shined for one brief moment in eternity, and all too soon God called you to his side. Heaven needed a champion, that's why he took you. Heaven needed a champion, but God knows we need you too. Heaven needed a champion, that's why he took you. Heaven needed a champion, but God knows we need you too.
Now the arena is dark and empty, with one single blazing spotlight shining on the ring. Like the eternal light they speak of, that they use to preserve a memory. Ah, but someday, that light that shines will lose its brilliance. And the songs we sing will all be forgotten too. But even then, the memory of David Von Erich will be fresh and sweet and ever new.
Heaven needed a champion. That's why he took you. Heaven needed a champion, but God knows we need you too. Heaven needed a champion, that's why he took you. Heaven needed a champion, but God knows need you too.
Selfishness. Years ago, you and I walked side by side, best friends. But when I needed you the most, you were not there. Now Cactus Jack needs you for a higher purpose, and you're not there for him either. So Cactus Jack and I walk side by side as the true friends you and I should have been.
Tommy, I hope you understand that you had to be hurt tonight because my words apparently were not getting through to you, and a show of force unfortunately became necessary. But I pity you, Tommy, lying there in a weakened state because I didn't realize just how into your brain these hardcore fans had gotten. You see, I took it for granted that one show of force would be enough, that you'd see the way and you'd walk down the path to righteousness. So I don't blame you for the sins that they've committed, for the way they've clouded your mind. But Tommy, nonetheless, you had to be hurt. I don't think the people fully understand what I'm going through here. I don't think the people truly understand what kind of crosses powerful, righteous men like us need to carry. You see, Tommy, sometimes when the world and you in particular have got me down, I will tune my television set into WTBS, turn the volume down, and let the basking rays of their good and moral programming rain all over me. And as I lie in a meditative state, awaiting my next move, awaiting my next challenge, I fell asleep, Tommy, and woke up to realize that it had all come to pass, that all my suffering had been worth it. And not only was Tommy Dreamer a member of World Championship Wrestling, he was their tag team champion. But as I arrived to sleep from my eyes, I realized it was not Tommy Dreamer holding those belts. They were exact replicas. Tommy, how long do you think the higher minds at World Championship Wrestling were going to wait for you? They are the big boys in our sport for a simple reason. When they see something they like, they go after it. And if they can't get it, they'll create their own. But that very thought is the thing that keeps me going. You see, Tommy, it's not all through for you. Because all the magic that those minds can weave. You see, what your mother and father told you about being anything you want in this world. Well, it may not be true most of the time. But in the magical land of WCW, you truly can be anything you want to be. I've seen it all 100 times, Tommy, the magic they can weave. I've seen a tough Jewish kid from Brooklyn become a black man from Macon. I've seen a farm kid from Nebraska become an overnight rap star sensation. I've seen a kid from New Hampshire become a Frenchman. And one particular wrestler who went through 5 different incarnations before finding himself the heavyweight champion of the world. And though he may be that champion in an entirely different federation, I think if you asked him, he would admit that it was the love, compassion, and monetary compensation he received while part of the WCW family that brought him to where he is today. Well, I'm not going to underscore ECW because there are some dramatic changes that go on there as well. Oh, yeah. Take the Rotten Brothers. 2 naive kids with fake English accents suddenly becoming starred for life mutant freaks. Where are they now? They don't even have a job. Take your beloved Mikey Whipwreck. Mikey Whipwreck went from being one of the nicest people I'd ever met to a bumbling fool. You want a challenge in your life, then I challenge you to have a meaningful 10-word conversation with Mikey Whipwreck. It can't be done. He's had too many concussions. His brain has turned to jello. You know, it might be real cute now to root for underdog Mikey on his quest for the championship, but wait 5 years. When he can't hold a job, 30-year-old Mikey, 40-year-old Mikey, senile old man Mikey, and the ECW fans are causing his demise. And then there's Tommy Dreamer. Maybe the most stunning transformation of them all. A man on the helm of superstardom, a good-looking kid reduced to a bloodthirsty, woman abusing person on a roller coaster trip straight to hell. Unless I step in and save the day, and Tommy Dreamer, you're making that very difficult. But you better be thankful that Cactus Jack underwent a transformation of his own. It wasn't WCW, it wasn't ECW. It's because one man had the courage, the strength, and the compassion who opened my eyes. And so I'm saying, Tommy, the situation is more serious than you would assume. WCW is a proud organization. They've got a reputation for family values. And they can't afford to have a whooping abusing man screwing up their TV syndication. So Tommy, time is of the essence. And that's why, not because I harbor any hatred for you, but much to the contrary, I love you, man. Can't you see that? And I'm trying to save your spiritual life, but you're making it so damn hard. You want proof of what hardcore wrestling can do? And you ask me, well, Cactus, if you love the place so much, why don't you go back? I can't, Tommy. It's all over for me. I'm trying to save you. Can't you see that once ECW gets a hold of you for too long, you become ruined merchandise? You're no longer marketable. They don't want a scarred freak like Cactus Jack. Too much emotional baggage. And I don't deserve to be forgiven for the insensitive comments I made to Mr. Turner. For the foolish behavior I showed to my dearest Uncle Eric. I deserve to deal in the depths of this hell on earth that you call ECW. So Tommy, they tell us we got a match October 28th. I don't think so. Because I'm counting on your knowledge and just one little bit of common sense to prevail and understand that we're the only friends you've got. It's not those people chanting for your blood. It's these two people praying for your soul. Grant me that serenity, Tommy Dreamer. Grant it!
I see you coming down the aisle, hailing from parts unknown. I really want to get to know you, but you leave me so cold. You got me whirly rumble, you smack me down. I want to get you in the ring and try to doink your clown. Ready, just ring the bell, let's get this thing popping. I try to shake her hand, but she starts atomic dropping. I go in for a little kiss, she gives me a screeching music. I try to give her my big boot, but she does it a miss. She slaps on your car, special and sharp shooter submissions. I'm never gonna quit, I'm able man on a mission. She hits me with a flurry of 27. That's her girl, she's got me backed into the buckle, begging for her whaling mercy. Come on! She gave me a backbreaker and a neckbreaker. And she finished me off with a heartbreaker. I hear a one, I hear a two, I hear a three. And I know it's all over for me. I was the number one contender for your heart.
For your heart.
I tried to pin you with my love, but you tore me apart. I tried so hard and got so far. In the end, you beat my heart. You beat it. Ow! And I know it's all over for me. I was the number one contender for your heart.
For your heart.
I tried to pin you with my love, but you tore me apart. I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, you beat my heart.
Yeah.
In the end, you beat my heart.
Ow!
In the end, you beat my heart. She gave me a backbreaker.
Oh.
And a neckbreaker.
Oh.
And she finished me off with a heartbreaker.
Oh, you have been listening to the Atomic Drop here on Resonance 104.4 FM. That was super fun. Yeah, yeah, Rocket Ship with Number One Contender. Before that, you heard the incredible promo skills of one Cactus Jack from his time with ECW. You also heard Raven in there a little bit. And we kicked off this week's drop with Glenn Gozer. And a song called Heaven Needed a Champion, which was a tribute to David Von Erich. Very much sort of like a one promo show this week, I'm very much aware. Like, they don't give wrestlers like that time on TV anymore. Imagine giving wrestlers something like 6 minutes just to talk like ECW did for Cactus Jack. But I hope you enjoyed this week's show. Remember that our whole back catalogue is available on Resonance FM's incredible Mixcloud page, which you can find at mixcloud.com /resonance. We're also available as a podcast on Podomatic, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, and we're available on Anchor as well. Next up here, if you are listening on Friday, it is the incredible Ed Pinsent with the Sound Projector Radio Show. If you are listening to our repeat on a Wednesday, Spiz FM is next. Thank you for tuning in this week. Don't forget NXT TakeOver 25 tomorrow night. Available on the WWE Network. I suspect that's going to be well worth a watch. Thank you for tuning in. I should be back at the same time next week. You have been listening to the Atomic Drop. And one last thank you to Resonance FM for having the intestinal fortitude to put a show about professional wrestling on the air. It's all coming back round. We're all in vogue now. Everyone's getting involved in the action. But remember, we were ahead of the curve. We're always ahead of the curve. Anyway, until next week, take care. Ta-ta.